So the people here today for this recording are myself, Tion, and Jasir, and we're going to go over chapters 7 and 8 of How to Lie with Statistics. So in chapter 7 is called the semi-attached figure, and basically what the chapter goes over is the fact that statistics are numbers that are proven. Like, these are things that you can't make up, you can't change the numbers, but people find ways to manipulate and make it look as good as it can. But this chapter is specifically about when a company or something like that can't prove what they want to specifically, so they'll use another, like, something that they think is similar to what they wanted to prove in order to prove their point. One example that the book used was if a company says that their new drug cures all fevers or cures all headaches or things of that nature, but they can't prove that it actually does kill, like that it stops colds or that it stops whatever that it's supposed to stop. They can prove that it kills X amount of germs. So you can say that our product, it kills 35% of all germs found in your nostrils when you have a fever. This is one of the things that companies use to try to make themselves seem better when they can't actually prove exactly what they wanted to and like their full point. Another example of this that the chapter talked about is how companies use it to not tell their, like, they'll conceal their full profit over, like, through a fiscal year. Like, they'll try to differentiate, like, different parts of their profit. So so maybe a company will say, like, we made X amount of money off of these deals, but they'll only show what exactly needs to be shown to, you know, the government, other people, economics professors, instead of showing the full numbers, which usually end up being a little bit more corrupt than they need to be sometimes. But that's mainly what this chapter was about. There weren't any, like, big things other than the fact that it just told me about how different these things are. But now I'm going to let Jasir talk a little bit about chapter 8.
Okay, so what this chapter made me think about, like, that I see a lot, because I watch a lot of sports, so a lot of news, like sports anchors, will make up statistics when comparing players to make it seem relevant. So they'll say something, like, really outlandish, such as, like, LeBron has scored the most points within the first 30 seconds of the second quarter past the six-minute mark, and it's like, then they'll compare him with, like, Michael Jordan or other great basketball players, and it's like, what does that really mean? And it's just like, the whole point is kind of to add value to something that really doesn't have much of it or doesn't have the same relevancy. You want to say anything else to you?
I felt like when reading over chapter 8, like, it tells you a little bit more about not how people try to lie with statistics, but how they try to make themselves look better with statistics. Like Jasir said, with basketball and football stats specifically, it tries to warp people's minds a little bit, and I found that a lot more interesting. Like, there's nothing that I can really disagree with in that chapter specifically, or anything that Jasir said, just because it does make sense. And I found myself actually, like, falling into some of these things, especially with, like, stats, because, well, when you start arguing with people about, like, you know, this basketball player or this football player or this person is better than this, you compare stats, you can say things like, well, his playoff percentage is better here, 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 and here, but in reality, it's not. Like, that's the same thing that happened specifically recently with the Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao boxing match. A lot of people thought that Floyd didn't really, like, fight as much as he should have. Like, he threw a certain number of punches, but a lot of people called it that he was hugging the entire fight, but in reality, the statistics show that he did land more punches that he threw, but if you actually watch the fight, you can see that they were all calculated, and it makes it seem that if you weren't watching the fight, it makes it seem that Floyd did a lot better than what the stats make it look like, I guess.
Yeah, I think I watched the match too, and I just thought, I don't know. For me, people didn't really like the fight, but then I guess for me, like as a person who just enjoys boxing, to me it was more than a fight. Like, yeah, if you were looking to just see people get beat up, it was terrible. But if you're looking at a good boxing match, it was, to me, I thought it was pretty great. And I think that like the statistics show, like, people thought that Manny was really aggressive, but like he only landed, I think, like 17% of his punches or something like that. And it's just, I don't know, it just shows like how like pretty much people, when especially with boxing and especially with those two characters, they'll say whatever they want to warp your mind, to, especially if you didn't watch the fight, they'll make you think anything because they can really pull out any stat. So you just have to be careful. So on to chapter 8. Okay, so chapter 8 was called Post Hoc Rides Again. And pretty much what I got from this chapter was pretty much like a quote that I pulled out that I thought defined the whole chapter pretty much, was that you can make any two characteristics seem correlated, you throw away the results you don't want, and you publish widely what you do. And that's like, I think that's just almost like a natural human trait and something that is like also really like designed professionally, like further than just naturally doing it. And one thing that they say, you know, like, so if you're doing a study and, you know, there's some negative effects or something, like, you can just throw that out. It's like, technically, you're not lying by saying, yes, it does cure X disease, but, you know, in reality, it also may cause something else. And I don't know, you just see that a lot. Like, where do you see that, Tiana?
I see that mostly in, like, in, you know, study, in these quote-unquote, like, really extensive studies where you, as a person, like, if you are into, like, the thing that they're talking about, it's easy to tell that not all of the data is true. Like, one thing that I found was, like, when they talk about musicians and, like, the amount of them that go deaf, and they're saying that, oh, well, musicians go deaf because they're around such loud equipment all the time and this, that, and third. But in reality, while, yes, that does play a very large factor, they don't factor in the fact that, you know, that they have to practice these things on their own, that they're around other things, because usually with musicians, they don't particularly just have the music job. Like, some of them actually work in, like, heavy machinery where they have to wear earmuffs to make sure that they don't go deaf or anything like that. So when I saw one of the studies that said, like, 80% of all, like, touring musicians go deaf, I found it really, like, odd, because that wasn't completely true. But again, this is more about just making yourself seem better than what your data actually shows.
Yeah, I think this is like probably the number one marketing scheme in a way. You know, like I don't think you can find a commercial that ever shows the full side or that hasn't really done this. Because of course, you know, if you're selling a product, you're not gonna tell them what's bad about it because you're trying to sell the thing. The second part was the conclusion, which they were talking about towards the end of the chapter. And they were pretty much saying that you can pretty much make, or they'll say a conclusion after they, you know, relate two facts or two interesting things that may not necessarily be the cause of another.
Mama, me too.